Unveiling the secrets A-list copywriters use to make themselves and their clients millions. This is the Copywriters Podcast with your host, the world's greatest copywriting coach, David Garfinkel.
We're really at a crisis point for a lot of marketers. It's not just that ads keep getting more expensive. It's that it gets harder and harder to get and keep your prospects' attention. And with everything in ads being engineered and optimized by AI and CRO, stuff ends up looking more and more the same. And that only works against you because you know you need to stand out. But how? Well, the best way to keep attention is, and has always been, a story. But how long is a story? I mean, a hero's journey can take hours, and even the type of compact stories that I introduced in my book, The Persuasion Story Code, can take 2 or 3 minutes. Now, that's not very long, but at a time of shrinking attention spans, it's still too long. Now, you can try using outrageous hooks, but in addition to shrinking attention spans, you're also fighting against rising levels of skepticism and outright distrust. If you say something that gets attention but isn't believable, you're still sunk. So, what would be ideal to solve this problem? It would be a persuasion story you could tell in 15 to 20 words. Impossible, you say? That's what I thought until I really started working on it. One of my clients, Ari Nersisian, helped me quite a lot in the development of my thinking and writing of this new kind of attention magnet, the one-sentence micro story. It really is a story. It really is persuasive, and it really is short, just the right size for today's attention spans. Today I'm going to show you step by step how I developed three of them and how I combined them into one electric three-sentence paragraph, which takes less than a minute to read out loud. I'll do all that right after I tell you, copy is powerful. You're responsible for how you use what you hear on this podcast. Most of the time, common sense is all you need. But if you make extreme claims, and or if you're writing copy for offers in highly regulated industries like health, finance, and business opportunity, you may want to get a legal review after you write and before you start using your copy. My larger clients do this all the time. So there's a little background on field research I need to share with you before we jump in. I was a guest at the Mastermind Book Club hosted by Ted Prodromou and Tom Ruich. We were talking about my book, The Persuasion Story Code, and most of the conversation was about regular length persuasion stories. Again, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. But then a couple members of the group started sharing really short persuasion stories they had added to their clients or their own websites. And when they did, they saw a huge jump in response. It was then I started to realize these micro stories are becoming the coin of the realm when it comes to getting attention and prompting a response. I'm going to show you three regular persuasion stories, an origin story, a top-of-mind description story, and a story about a future benefit. Fairly standard stuff to improve your copy, and stuff you can learn how to do in my book, The Persuasion Story Code. Or maybe you already know how to do it. But after each story, I'm going to take that story to the next level. We'll break the persuasion story down into its core components. And doing this is much simpler than it sounds. Then we'll look at the core components and figure out which one or ones should be used for the one-sentence micro story. The persuasion micro story in one sentence, 15 to 20, 30 words. And then we'll write the micro story. Actually, they're already written, so you won't have to sit here and watch me agonize over word choices. Today's show ought to give you a pretty good idea about how to start putting together your own attention magnet micro stories. So let's get started.
Let's jump into it.
Yeah. All right. So let's say I want to put together a few paragraphs for the very top of my website, above the fold. I might start with a qualifications track record origin story. After all, anyone coming to my site and thinking about getting a copywriting mentor is going to want to know what the mentor has done previously. but they're probably not interested in reading a resume. So a relatively short and interesting qualifications track record story keeps it interesting. And at some point in the website, I might want to use a full-blown one, which could be 3 to 5 paragraphs long, or maybe even longer. So here's an example of a full origin story for myself, like that. Direct response copywriting literally saved my life. I was way behind the financial eight ball when I first learned about it, and I wrote my way out of a corner. Within a year, I had written a sales letter that made one client over $40 million. Now, I started copywriting coaching because people asked me for help with their own copy. I was paid to work with copywriters and business owners in high-level groups, including Agora Financial, Glazer Kennedy's Insider Circle, and John Carlton's Platinum Mastermind. I coached copywriters that went on to become superstars, like Chris Haddad and Mike Morgan, to help them exceed their previous levels of success. In fact, many of my clients have doubled, tripled, and more their income because of my coaching with them. One business owner, Big Mike Stromatis of Advanced Nutrients, credits $5 million of additional profits his company made to our coaching work together. Clients always tell me their confidence and sense of possibilities increased greatly because of our work together. That's because I'm the only copywriting coach who combines a carefully designed standard curriculum with a completely custom program to help people excel at what they enjoy doing and are naturally set up to profit most from.
Okay, can I stop you real quick?
Yeah.
For your clients, people who own businesses, people who are writing copy at a pretty high level already, very busy, have a lot of stuff going on, they've got deadlines to meet. If they hit a page and they see 8 paragraphs that they have to work through, immediately there's going to be some resistance there.
Yeah, I know. And there's a lot of good information there. It's something they're eventually going to want, but not right away. So maybe I would take that and put it on an about page, you know, or bio page. Give it its own page. But I once...
At the top of the copy, if I have to read through all of that first...
Right.
That's why I really like this idea of shortening it down.
Right. So I'm talking about here the same thing you're talking about copy to get and keep attention right away. And, you know, the full story I just read you, let's look at what's in there, what it contains, and most important, how we can boil it down to just one sentence to keep it just as magnetic. We'll start the process the way I would suggest you start any process, by writing out the full story. We already did that. And the one I shared with you. The next step is to break it down. Figure out what are the individual elements or sections. Because if you're going to cut, you've really got to look at what's in there. And you know what's available to cut and what you might want to keep. Now, this might sound like a lot of extra work just to come up with one sentence. But I've found it's more than worth it. The same idea as writing out your body copy before you write your headline. So I have some empirical proof that doing it this way works better too. I've mentioned this on other podcasts. I have a mentoring client whose emails were so good he would get paid royalties on the emails his clients' affiliates used. Mm. We found he was able to improve response rates on those winning emails when he boiled the winning email down to a shorter one. But when he wrote the same kind of shorter one right off the bat from scratch without writing the longer one first, the response rate was not nearly as good. So the lesson is write it all out before you decide what to leave out. Okay, our original story, full length, is just under 200 words, 4 paragraphs. Let's get it down to one sentence. For the full story, the first paragraph is about my transformation from behind the eight ball to writing a multi-million dollar sales letter. Second paragraph was credibility building. I did multiple critiques and coaching for people inside Agora Financial, GKIC, and Carlton's Mastermind, and I coach individual copywriters who became superstars. Third paragraph, results, doubling, tripling income, Big Mike's company adding $5 million to the bottom line. Fourth paragraph, mechanism, proprietary standard curriculum combined with highly personalized custom coaching. Which do you think would be the most attention-getting element in a very, very short story? I think it would be the part about results, paragraph 3, and here's why. The story of transformation, paragraph 1, requires at least a couple of twists and turns to be interesting. The story of impressive clients, paragraph 2, requires a list, and it's hard to make a list exciting. The story of results, paragraph 3, is simple and eye-popping. That can easily fit into an eye-popping sentence.
And it's what I'm most interested in getting as well.
Of course. That is the most important point. And the story of mechanism, paragraph 4, is only interesting after someone knows what you did and wants an explanation of how you did it. So mechanism works as the second part of a two-part process. Very important for credibility and proving unique value, but it's not what we're going for here. What we're going for is getting attention and creating fascination, trying to get the prospect to want to read more. Now, I won't be going into such rigorous detail in the next two stories, but I wanted to fully share my thought process so you can do the same thing yourself when you want to create a compelling micro story out of an origin story or any other kind of story. Okay, so here's paragraph 3 from the origin story, and we want to condense this paragraph. This is not the final result. We boil it down to one paragraph. Let me go over that again, and we're going to want to boil this down to a sentence. Here's the paragraph. In fact, many of my clients have doubled, tripled, and more their income because of my coaching. One business owner, Big Mike Stromatis of Advanced Nutrients, credited $5 million of additional profits his company made to our coaching work together. Clients always tell me that their confidence and sense of possibilities increased greatly because of our work together. Still way too much detail, but a nicer selection to choose from. I'll boil it down this way. Copywriting literally saved my life, and I'm proud of my mentoring clients who have doubled and tripled their incomes, and one business owner who added $5 million to profits because of our work together. Okay. That ought to get and keep anyone, yeah?
If I saw that at the top of the page, there's no way that I'm going to not keep reading.
Cool. Okay, so we're getting there. That looks like I struck the right note. Yeah, the key thing to notice is we're not trying to tell the whole story, or even any details on the who and the how. Just the what, the results, and in this case, the what gets and keeps attention. So now we've got two more stories to boil down to complete our new three-sentence attention getter and keeper. And for our second story, we'll talk about a story about the world today. This story pulls our focus right into the present. It's not about what I've done in the past. It's not even about me. No, this story is about the world around us and how it is affecting us all. I call it a story about the world today. And you may have heard this referred to as a top-of-mind story. These stories are about something that's going on that everyone knows about, and usually their fears about what this all means. So in copywriting, that something has definitely got to be, boom, boom, AI. Mm-hmm. Here's a story. These days, the threat of AI looms large for copywriters everywhere, and the promise of AI looms just as large for people who need sales copy. Many people believe AI can do anything a copywriter can do, and for far less than even pennies on the dollar. Copywriters fear that they will no longer have a profession. They find it increasingly hard to land gigs that pay well. But the reality is, AI by itself sucks as a copywriter. It's more of an amplifier than a salesperson behind a computer keyboard. An amplifier can make a skilled guitarist sound really good, but it only highlights more clearly to the world how bad a bad guitarist is. Mm. Same thing with AI. It can definitely increase productivity and reduce the time it takes to write copy. But for the copy to be any good, for the copy to get any results, the AI needs to be expertly directed by a copywriter. Not just any copywriter, though. Only a skilled copywriter who understands what AI is good for and what it can't do at all.
Okay, that was actually a really good story to get me hooked in.
Okay, it's definitely interesting and relevant, but it's still way too long for what we're going to be doing. We need to boil it down to one scintillating sentence. So Let's break down the story. First part is the situation. AI has arrived and it's a threat. Second part is the fear, especially among copywriters. There'll be no more work, no more profession even. Third part, the reality of the situation. AI is neither good nor bad. It's an amplifier. It will amplify you however good or bad you already are. And fourth part, the opportunity. If you can get really good at the parts of copywriting AI will never be good at, and you can get good at directing AI to leverage your superior skills, you are sitting in the catbird seat. I think a combination of the first part, the situation, and the last part, the opportunity, would work as a one-sentence story here. I've been helping copywriters who were worried about AI find the easy opportunity to stand out in today's marketplace and land the good-paying gigs. Mm-hmm. Notice, again, this is specific without getting caught in the weeds of minute detail. So let's put together the first micro story and the second micro story, where this is just two sentences in that electric paragraph, and we're not even done yet, but here we go. First sentence, copywriting literally saved my life, and I'm proud of my mentoring clients who have doubled and even tripled their incomes, and one business owner who added $5 million to profits because of our work together. Second sentence coming ahead. I've been helping copywriters who were worried about AI find the easy opportunity to stand out in today's marketplace and land the good paying gigs. We're two-thirds of the way there, and look at how much ground we've covered in a grand total of 56 words, All thanks to the magic of microstories. The key takeaway for the second microstory is focus on things people want and can believe, like standing out, getting good paying gigs, while leaving it open enough so they can get in a conversation with you to follow up on the details.
I'm digging all of this so far.
Cool. All right. Now, the third story, it's like origin stories in the past, top of mind is in the present. This one's in the future.
A little bit of future pacing.
An unexpected benefit story. It can look towards the past, but it's really about the future for the prospect. It tells the prospect what's an additional possible future benefit they might not have even thought of in the first place. And this type of story follows a story about the world today with its uncertainties and anxieties. And here's the story, future benefits, unexpected benefits story. My new client, Jesse, thought he would become a better copywriter and earn more money. How? He figured as he got better, he'd just raise his fee. But something happened that he never expected. His confidence increased. He was able to take bigger risks and try things he'd never considered before. Because not only did his fees and income go up, as his confidence increased, his world also expanded. People treated him with more respect. First meetings with clients went a lot better. Once he had a new client, the client would keep responding to his requests better than his clients had in the past. New opportunities kept opening up to Jesse, thanks to his increased confidence. For example, one new client offered him a combination hybrid CMO copy chief position. This led to monthly paydays far greater than what he was getting from other clients. Okay, this is a good story because what are most copywriters and business owners looking for when it comes to the copy they write? Confidence. Of course they want great results, but deep down inside they know that the more confident they are, the better will be the copy they write. And the better the copy is, the better it will perform, which will only add to their feeling of confidence.
Before we jump ahead, I want to just emphasize what the buyer is looking for is confidence. And they don't feel like they can solve their problem on their own. And if they read your copy and they don't feel like you're confident, it's not going to land for them. And so this key point that you bring up, it expands across more than just, I want to be confident so I can charge more.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I remember you saying that before today, and that was part of what got me to focus on this. So, yeah, thanks for that. Okay, so let's break down what I just read to you. First paragraph, Jesse wanted to be a better copywriter, make more money. Second paragraph, the unexpected benefit, greater confidence. Third paragraph, the result of the confidence and how his relationships with clients got better. And fourth paragraph is about the new opportunities that confidence brought. And the higher level gig economy, the CMO copy chief that Jesse got as a result of his increased confidence. So which parts to choose? To come up with a one-sentence attention magnet microstory, I combined the first paragraph, what Jesse wanted, with the fourth paragraph, the amazing client he got, like this. Some clients just wanted to write better copy and make more money, but they're delighted when they get invited into bigger jobs that are much more interesting and pay a lot more. Okay, that's my one-sentence microstory right there. Now, when I put them all together into that three-sentence electric paragraph and made it more general, because focusing on Jesse alone would take the three fur out of focus. So here's the combined paragraph with three microstories. Copywriting saved my life, and I'm proud of my mentoring clients who have doubled and even tripled their incomes, and one business owner who added $5 million in profits because of our work together. I've been helping copywriters who are worried about AI find the easy opportunity to stand out in today's marketplace and land the good paying gigs. Some clients wanted to write better copy and make more money, but they're delighted when they got invited into better jobs that are much more interesting and pay a lot more. So that's very tight. It's extremely compelling, and it's just under 90 words, and it tells what I do and what a new mentoring client can expect from our work together.
Mm. I was wondering if you were going to tie them all together as you were about halfway through the third one. Each of them could stand on their own as well, though. If it wasn't stacked like that, it's not like they lose their power by being condensed.
Yeah, great point. One thing I noticed, and actually someone else I was showing this to noticed too, is these are all standalone sentences, which is unusual in copy. We're usually trying to kind of lead the person on, leave a little bit out, and, you know, open the loop at the end of every sentence. Not these. These are self-contained. So it's different from what you see in normal copy. All right. So a couple of key takeaways from this process. First, writing short copy that really sizzles isn't necessarily a short process. When it really works, it actually takes a lot of steps to come up with a little. Second, the stuff that gets attention is detailed, but not too detailed. Specific, but not too specific. And needs to be at least a little mind-boggling. So to wrap this all up, today we've looked at how to turn persuasion stories into micro-stories and how to stitch together three one-sentence micro-stories into a powerful paragraph that will get attention, and how to set the prospect up for more reading. So let me recommend a couple of resources to take this further. To find out more about my book, The Persuasion Story Code, check it out on Amazon, and we'll put a link to that Amazon page in the show notes. And to find out more about my coaching for experienced copywriters and business owners, go to garfinkelcoaching.com, and we'll put that in the show notes too.
I'll make sure both of those links are in the show notes. One thing that I kept thinking about throughout this episode was, and I don't remember who said it, but I would have wrote a shorter letter if I had the time.
Yeah, so no one's quite sure who said it. We think Mark Twain said it. It's been attributed to a lot of people, but it's absolutely right. I mean, yeah, because you have to make a lot of decisions. I mean, when you write long, you don't have to decide what to cut, and deciding what to cut is sometimes one of the harder things to do. But man, is it worth it, right?
Mm-hmm. And then the last thing, use an AI for your copy. It does not take that into consideration. It gets wordy. It gets over-explainy. It'll take 3,000 words to get a point across that a good human copywriter could have gotten across in 1,500 words. You do have to be careful with it. So your point of AI amplifying, sometimes it amplifies the volume, the word count as well.
It really does. AI can make a decision if you really tell it how to make a decision. You have to lay out the criteria. You have to actually lay out the thought tree or the process. And if you can do that, you'll still probably do a better job making that same decision. The problem is figuring out how to make the decision is difficult, and then actually following those steps is more difficult. It burns a lot of mental calories.
True, but I think you gave us some great steps to take in today's episode. I thoroughly dug this episode, David.
Cool. Well, I did too, and I appreciate your saying that.
All right. Well, thank you for putting it together. And if you enjoyed it as much as I did, head on over to copywriterspodcast.com. You can find a bunch of other shows there as well. And the show notes for this page will have links to David's book, The Persuasion Story Code, and a link to how you can find out more about coaching with David. Until next time, we will catch you later.
Catch you later. Stories are the most powerful way to get and hold a prospect's attention. Of course, you already know that. But the problem many of us have had is, even though stories are absolute magnets for getting attention, they don't do that much to advance the sale. That's because the way most of us have been taught to tell stories was not with persuasion in mind. I decided to change that. So I looked at what I had learned in studying story and writing copy for decades, as well as coaching all-star copywriters. What I had learned about stories that persuade, and I wrote a book. It's called The Persuasion Story Code. It tells you exactly how to create and use stories to move the sale forward. Lots of stories. I'm including examples of 25 different kinds with step-by-step guidelines for putting your own persuasion stories together. You can get The Persuasion Story Code on Amazon.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.